Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 25th, 2020. Today is Wednesday in the fourth week of Lent, and it is also the Feast of the Annunciation, March 25, only 9 more months till Christmas. For parishes that celebrate this day as the Feast of the Ascension, this is a joyous celebration, a joyous feast in the midst of the sparseness of Lent. It's a feast where we remember as the church that Gabriel announces to Mary that she has been chosen to be the Mother of God, and Mary resolutely enters into that vocation for the salvation of the world. Truly a great remembrance and an opportunity to reflect on the mystery of the Incarnation. We, however, find ourselves continuing in what one of my priest friends has called the Lentiest of Lents, as we make our way through this time of sheltering in place, fear around COVID-19, the depressing news of the increasing number of cases and increasing number of deaths in our country as a result of this strain of coronavirus. It's a scary time. And it's a frightening time, and it's an anxious time. And so today I thought I would forego a reflection on Scripture and instead pray one of the great prayers in our prayer book, and indeed in the history of Anglicanism. I'm going to be praying the Great Litany, which is found on page 148 in the Book of Common Prayer. This Great Litany, assembled by Thomas Cranmer, Archbishop of Canterbury, in 1544, has been in every sort of Anglican prayer book in one version or another ever since. Litanies as a way of praying goes back to the 4th century. These long-form prayers were a way to center the mind of the congregation and to put them in a particular place of calling upon God. So it seems to me that it's never a wrong time to pray the Great Litany, but it seems to me particularly today that it is a good time. And I'm also going to be adding a part to the Great Litany called the Supplication. And I wanted to take a minute to read why. The rubrics for the Supplication says, for use in the Litany, especially in times of war or of national anxiety or of disaster. And we're certainly in a time of anxiety. So if you want to find your prayer book, find it. Put me on pause, find it, and turn to page 148, and you can pray along with me. Or just listen. Let us pray. O God, the Father, creator of heaven and earth, have mercy upon us. O God, the Son, redeemer of the world, have mercy upon us. O God, the Holy Ghost, sanctifier of the faithful, have mercy upon us. O holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, one God, have mercy upon us. Remember not, Lord Christ, our offenses, nor the offenses of our forefathers, neither reward us according to our sins. Spare us, good Lord, spare thy people whom thou hast redeemed with thy most precious blood, and by thy mercy preserve us forever. Spare us, good Lord. From all evil and wickedness, from sin, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, and from everlasting damnation, good Lord, deliver us. From all blindness of heart, from pride, vainglory and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred, and malice, and from all want of charity, good Lord, deliver us. from all inordinate and sinful affections, and from all the deceits of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Good Lord, deliver us. From all false doctrine, heresy, and schism, from hardness of heart and contempt of thy word and commandment, good Lord, deliver us. From lightning and tempest, from earthquake, fire, and flood, from plague, pestilence, and famine, good Lord, deliver us. From all oppression, conspiracy, and rebellion, from violence, battle, and murder, and from dying suddenly and unprepared, good Lord, deliver us. By the mystery of thy holy incarnation, by thy holy nativity and submission to the law, by thy baptism, fasting, and temptation, good Lord, deliver us. By thine agony and bloody sweat, by thy cross and passion, by thy precious death and burial, by thy glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Ghost, good Lord, deliver us. In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment, good Lord, deliver us. We sinners do beseech thee to hear us, O Lord God, and that it may please thee to rule and govern thy holy church universal in the right way. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to illumine all bishops, priests, and deacons with true knowledge and understanding of thy word, and that both by their preaching and living they may set it forth and show it accordingly. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to send forth laborers into thy harvest and to draw all mankind unto thy kingdom. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to give to all people increase of grace to hear and receive thy word and to bring forth the fruits of the Spirit. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to bring into the way of truth all such as have erred and are deceived. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to give us a heart to love and fear thee and diligently to live after thy commandments. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee so to rule the hearts of thy servants, the President of the United States, and all others in authority, that they may do justice and love mercy and walk in the ways of truth, we beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to make wars to cease in all the world, to give to all nations unity, peace, and concord, and to bestow freedom upon all peoples, we beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to show thy pity upon all prisoners and captives, the homeless and the hungry, and all who are desolate and oppressed. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to give and preserve to our use the bountiful fruits of the earth, so that in due time all may enjoy them. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to inspire us in our several callings to do the work which thou givest us to do with singleness of heart as thy servants and for the common good. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to preserve all who are in danger by reason of their labor or their travel. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to preserve and provide for all women in childbirth, young children and orphans, the widowed, and all whose homes are broken or torn by strife. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to visit the lonely, to strengthen all who suffer in mind, body, and spirit, and to comfort with thy presence those who are failing and infirm. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to support, help, and comfort all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation. we beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to have mercy upon all mankind, we beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to give us true repentance, to forgive us all our sins, negligences, and ignorances, and to endue us with the grace of thy Holy Spirit to amend our lives according to thy holy word, we beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, we beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to strengthen such as do stand, to comfort and help the weak-hearted, to raise up those who fall, and finally to beat down Satan under our feet, we beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to grant to all the faithful departed eternal life and peace, we beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. That it may please thee to grant that in the fellowship of Mary, the Mother of God, and all the saints, we may attain to thy heavenly kingdom, we beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. Son of God, we beseech thee to hear us. Son of God, we beseech thee to hear us. O Lamb of God that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. O Christ, hear us. O Christ, hear us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O Lord, arise, help us, and deliver us for thy name's sake. O God, we have heard with our ears, and our fathers have declared unto us the noble works that thou didst in their days, and in the old time before them. O Lord, arise, help us, and deliver us for thy name's sake. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. O Lord, arise, help us, and deliver us for thy name's sake. From our enemies defend us, O Christ. Graciously behold our afflictions. With pity behold the sorrows of our hearts. Mercifully forgive the sins of thy people. Favorably with mercy hear our prayers. O Son of David, have mercy upon us. Both now and ever vouchsafe to hear us, O Christ. Graciously hear us, O Christ. Graciously hear us, O Lord Christ. Let us pray. We humbly beseech thee, O Father, mercifully to look upon our infirmities, and for the glory of thy name turn from us all those evils that we most justly have deserved. And grant then that in all our troubles we may put our whole trust and confidence in thy mercy, and evermore serve thee in holiness and pureness of living, to thy honor and glory, through our only mediator and advocate, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.